I've always wanted to do a cover album, more in a sense where I would, you know, just take that pleasure and make it very simple, make a quick album, really as more like a gift to myself and my family. I really saw this as like in between my songwritings, in between my albums. But during the pandemic, something hit. I think I really had to reflect a little bit more. I took the time. I took off time, you know, from touring. So really one song by ABBA arrived while I was jogging. And this is where really I felt like, wow, there's a lot of emotions. And I couldn't really understand why I was crying, but I all of a sudden felt very connected to home, to the people, really feeling like I miss my family, I miss the North. And I started reflecting on also these songs may sound light and fun. You know, Blondie, thinking about my young life with my cousins. And but I realized there was a true story behind each song. And this is how the process was to make this Inuktitut album, cover album. And I realized that each song had to be very personal. This is how I was able to find a theme. And the storyline in this album is through a lot of tears, through a lot of looking back and reflecting on the pains and the trauma. So it wasn't easy making this. And I think that's really what I wanted to tell. And I wanted to make it very, very truthful because it's not only my story, but stories of my family, of the North, of my people. So this is how this album became. It became a very, very sometimes painful journey, but also very beautiful and very freeing.